trust. Often since the numbing shock of 9/11, I've found myself dancing with the word trust. And within its resonance, there has been great solace. To me, there's something much larger going on here than even the entire world being in the grips of imminent danger. And that has to do with the reaction, a response, that each and every one of us has to this potential threat to our very existence. We truly are the world, our collective consciousness, or perhaps more accurately, our collective unconsciousness, has been creating the scenarios on our earth for millennia. And now with our backs literally to the wall, we face our greatest challenge and potentially our finest hour. It's time for each of us to step up to the plate and play our part in raising the consciousness of the entire planet. But what can we do? We cry out. We're only human with all those incumbent frailties and shortcomings. And to that I say no. It's time to get off that one and admit, acknowledge, and claim that we are also, and most importantly, divine. We are spirit beings as well as human beings, and we have immediate access to the power, the source, God, however we wish to label the divine presence, every second of every day. It dwells very peacefully within us. Ralph Waldo Emerson has said, "There is a principle which is the basis of all things, which all speech aims to say and all action to evolve, a simple, undescribed, undescribable presence dwelling very peacefully in us, our rightful Lord. We are not to do, but to let do, not to work, but to be worked upon. And to this homage there is a consent of all thoughtful and just men of all ages and conditions." To me, this dark and difficult night is the grandest opportunity ever presented to the human race to once and for all embrace and be willing to embody who we really are. We are in the midst of a major earth drama, to be sure, but the more we can expand into the larger context, the infinite sacred context, which is pregnant with both the mysterious and the miraculous, the less the anxiety and fear will incapacitate us. We can choose to hold the perspective that the enormous upset and dis-ease currently raging throughout our world has as its purpose to cleanse and uplift humanity to an awesomely beautiful level of love and understanding and brotherhood. And here is where trust comes in. We need to allow ourselves to trust this arduous process. We need to relax into that trust, to breathe, to let go, to trust. Every day, even for only 5 or 10 minutes, lie down on your bed or on your office floor, wherever, and make yourself as comfortable as possible. Place your arms away from the body, palms upturned, legs uncrossed, a real let-go position. If lying down is not an option for you, do this in a comfortable sitting position. We're going to do a breathing exercise, so just close your eyes, gently close your eyes, and take a slow, deep breath in, and release it with a sigh. And as you exhale, feel that you're sighing out any angst, that you're letting a smile come to your face. And let the sigh be audible if possible, letting yourself let go, sinking into the bed or floor, really relaxing. So we're going to do this 3 times. Slowly, breathe in peace and ease and trust. Oh, and sigh out the breath, letting go, relaxing, letting go. Yes, yes. And again, smiling, breathe in the peace and ease and trust. Oh, and sigh out your breath, letting go of any doubts, fears, worries, anxieties. Just letting go, letting go, letting go, trusting, trusting. And one more time, a nice, easy, deep breath in, breathing in peace and ease and trust. Oh, yes, and breathing out and smiling and letting go and relaxing deeply within yourself. Relaxing in trust. You're feeling so relaxed now, so let go, so trusting. And just breathe naturally, easefully, effortlessly. And acknowledge how miraculous, how mysterious is this ever-constant breathing. Say thank you for being breathed. Thank you. Now notice your beating heart, how miraculous. How mysterious is this beating heart? Say thank you to the source of this wonder. Thank you. And notice the energy pulsing throughout your entire body as the result of this beating heart. The life force within you. Feel that you are claiming your oneness with life itself, and say thank you to the source of this energy that permeates the universe, the miracle, the majesty, the mystery of which we are all an intrinsic part. And now simply and innocently trust. Trust that you are one with the infinite presence you are. Trust that it is guiding you to be at the right place at the right time. It is. Trust that we are all giving birth to a new and more glorious way of being in this world. We are. Trust that there will be joy for all and that boundless creativity will be available for manifestations that will thrill us beyond our wildest dreams. Trust that. Trust that the innate intelligence within your heart and mind will act through you with great courage and integrity in the face of any challenge. It will. And always, in all ways, trust that you are never alone. Trust.